Action. Boker Tov.
That's what the Rambam wrote when the Tamanim were being persecuted. Yeah.
Rabotai. So I want to use the spirit of the day to speak again. We're not going turkey hunting today, but I do want to bring up some of the laws of Chukot HaAkum, which means there are laws that the Torah commands us. We're not allowed to follow in the paths of the Goyim. Obviously, the Torah understood that following the paths of Goyim would create a terrible example for Am Yisrael, and therefore there's so many things that the Torah says you got to stay away from. Now, there obviously has to be some sort of limit. Why? Because it's obvious. Otherwise, guess what? Goyim eat and sleep and wear clothes and walk and talk and whatever. So they're obviously, when the Torah says, "Chukotem lo telechu," do not walk in their pants, there's got to be some sort of boundary, what's mutar and what's asur. And these are halachot that kind of come up every day. So it's important to know. First, I want to share with you the words of the Rambam, which are echoed by the Shulchan Aruch. If you want to find these laws, it's in Yoreh De'ah Siman Kuf Ayin Chet. There's a few simanim before Hilchot Nida. So it says over here like this, yeah? Katuv kacha. And then, I want to start this way. I want to start with telling you what the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch say is asur, an example of forbidden manner of mimicking the goyim. And then from that, we'll springboard to, so what's not a problem? And where there are machlokot. And then you can already use this, use your imagination to try to plug it in into civil holidays, turkeys, and stuff like that. Okay, I don't want to touch upon that directly, but you'll get the picture. Katuv kacha, says Maran, quoting the Rambam. We know that a large segment, probably about 85% or so of Shulchan Aruch, is out of the Rambam. So he says like this. In holchim bechukot ha'odei kochavim. You're not allowed to follow the paths of the goyim or try to mimic them, to resemble them, to act in a way that shows you're one of them. Says the Rambam, how so? V'lo ilbash malbush miyuchad lahim. You're not allowed to wear a garment that is specific to them. Okay? Now we're already getting a clue. If there's a certain garment that is, now again, not, it doesn't mean shirt, pants, whatever, because they wear that too. The point is, if there's a certain garment that we know, for instance, let's say a priest's garment, that's an isur. Why? Because everybody knows that's a garment that is miyuchad. Forget about Avodah Zarah for a second. That's a begid, that's miyuchad legoyim, that's asur. Regular clothing that is not designated for goyim is mutar. And he says what else? Velo ilbash, velo yigadel tzitzat rosho, kmo tzitzat rosham. You're not allowed to have a hairstyle that is miyuchad to goyim. Okay? So he says, which means you're not allowed to grow your forelock in a way that, huh? Exactly. We're going to see. We're going to see. He's going to say exactly what the isur over here is, because remember, the Rambam says that these laws are interconnected to those of Avodah Zarah. And the goyim, the priests of the Avodah Zarah, in service of their Avodah Zarah, had certain haircuts. You know that. They even had specific haircuts. So we cannot resemble them in this manner. Not to say, I don't know, in English it's called a forelock, but nobody really knows. But in Yiddish it's called a chup. You know what that is? In Yiddish. I don't have one, but like a
glory. Glory. Yeah.
We call it peacock.
Huh? No. Not a moha. No. Forelock. Yeah. So that's not asur. Says the Shulchan Aruch. When is there's a machloket actually between Rashi and the Rambam, but Maran holds like the Rambam. When is this asur? It's asur to leave this front piece when you shave the sides down. That was exactly the haircut of Kohanei Avodah Zarah. That's asur. So again, I'm not talking about, okay, don't get me wrong here. I'm not talking about, I know there's different haircuts today. They have the long here and the fade here. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about shaving down and leaving this. That was a haircut that resembled that of the Kohavim.
Like shaving down completely.
Yes.
Okay. Aren't you also not allowed to cut your hair?
Okay. Even besides for that, you have the Yisur of Baltakif. But besides for the Yisur of Baltakif, if you shave down the peot and leave that forelock, you're being over Baltakif, which means shaving the peot, and you're also being over Uvukotem Latelich. Now he says, ולא יגלח השיער מכנגד פניו מאוזן לאוזן, ויניח הפרה. ולא יבנה מקומות כבניין נחלות של עובדי כוכבים, כדי שיכנסו בהם רבים כמו שהם עושים. Which means, he says, you should also not build buildings in the manner that the goyim do, in order to attract a lot of traffic. You should, even the buildings of the Jews should be separate, should be done in a way that doesn't resemble that of the goyim. Now, he says, says the Rama, rather, what should, if this is no and no and no and no, so what should you do? How should a Jew act? Says the Rama. Ela, yemuvdal mehem bimalbushav uvishar ma'asav. A person, a Jew's clothes, a Jew's actions, we should be separate. And guess what? You know what I'm saying? The Jews have been separate from the Goyim since Ma'amad al-Sinai. And every time historically, the Jews have tried not to be separate from the Goyim and have deviated from that separation and grown closer. History has shown. Yeah. There's a famous Vart. Moshe, you hear this Vart? Rav Chaim Volozhiner used to say, Alav HaShalom, who was Rav Chaim Volozhiner? Is the chief disciple of the Gaon. So you would say that if the Jews make Havdalah on the Goyim, the Goyim will make Kiddush on the Jews. Which means if we separate ourselves from the Goyim, they will sanctify, they'll be in awe of us. But if the Jews make Kiddush on the Goyim will make Havdalah on us. Femel. So it's Rav Chaim Volozhiner's word. Anyway, Bekitzur, so says the Rama, Tekshivu, Ela ya muvdal mehem bemalushav ushal ma'asav. וכל זה אינו אסור, אלא בדבר... Okay, now. The Bet Yosef on the Siman, and the Rama in Derke Moshe, and the Rama in the Hagaot on Shulchan Aruch, they bring down, what are the parameters to know if something is asur, mishum... Now again, I'll ask you a question, yeah? We have to be separated from them in behavior, in action, in clothing. So what's, again, like we said before, yeah? I'm wearing a white shirt and a tie, yeah? I'm sure there's plenty of goyim who wear white shirts and blue ties, no? Why is that not chukat ha'akum? Why is it? Well, even if it's not specific, do we have to make specific, the question is, do you have to make specific Jew clothes? Is that part of the mitzvah of uvchuktem lo telecho? Huh? Because this is not specific Jew clothes. It's clothing, it was regular clothing that may have been adopted as kind of a uniform by Jews, but it's not specifically Jewish clothes. You have what I'm saying? So what are the parameters? The Bet Yosef quotes a Maharik. Maharik haya migdolei ha'poskim. He was right, Rabbeinu Yosef Kolon. He was from Italy. He moved to France, Besof Yamav. He started being a Melamed Tinokot. He was a school rabbi. But he was a Gaon Atzum, and he became one of the biggest poskim of his time. It was Maharik. Rabbeinu Yosef Kolon. In Shoresh Ayin Chet, he speaks about this extensively, and the Bet Yosef quotes him verbatim. And listen to what he says. Says the Bet Yosef. Shoresh Pechet. En le'esor mishum chok, ela be'echad mishnei chalakim. Remember, look at the verbiage of the Isur. Uv chukotehem lo telechu. Do not follow in their tenets. What's a chok, Rabotai? What's a chok? Chok is a tenet. It's an illogical law. So he says, now we're starting to get some parameters here. He says, Ha'echad hu hadavar asher in ta'amon nigle k'demash malashon chok uchtepiresh rashi v'aramban parashat kedushim dekevan shu ose davar meshune asher in bo ta'am nigle el ha'shem nuhagim ken az nir'a v'day k'nimshach achareihem u'modeh lahem. Number one, if the goyim do something that doesn't have an apparent reason, there's no reason for what they do. They just have like a minhag. And then a Jew goes and emulates that, So what is he doing in essence? Since they're doing something that doesn't really have an apparent reason, and now you are going and emulating that, apparently, since there's no reason and you're doing it, what's the only reason that you're doing it? To be like them. Zasur. Zasur. That's why the Torah... Huh? I'm going to give you an example of not that. I'm going to give you an example of the flip side, and then you understand what that means. Now, Mazin.
Yo, there's free goods involved.
What? Bahram Lives Matter. So he says.
That's in Israel.
Yeah. So Bahram. He says like this. So, the Kitzur. I had a guy. I don't know. I was driving. I don't remember where I saw it, but I was driving. There was. It was funny. There was BLM graffiti. Yeah, there's Black Lives Matter graffiti on the thing. And some wise guy by the lives, he wrote an O in front of the lives. It says Black Olives Matter. Anyway, we can do it. Lo yodeh ma'o asa shama. Aval, mikol makom. Wise guy. Anyway, so, ze lo tzok, ze aval. You say olives in Persian? Bemet? That's Arabic also. Anyway, Bekitzur, so says the Maharikin is continuing. So that's a chok. Ve'ayyan ha-sheni, the second parameter for saying something is asun mishum chukot ha-akum. Asher yesh le'esor mishum chukot ha-goyim lefi ha-nir'a la'ani u-da'ati hu ha-davar asher shayach bo pritzat derech ha-tzni'ut ve'anava ve'nahagu bo ha-goyim. Gam ze asur im halacha ketana de braita de sifri, which means that if there's something that the goyim do that breaches the laws of modesty, Am Yisrael is defined by the laws of modesty. So if the goyim act in a way that breaches this, it has a smattering of pritzut. The halacha is, and he brings it ayah. There's a gemara in Sanhedrin daf samach dalet. We know that. The Gemara tells us a list, a very short list of things that a person has to give up his life for, as opposed to doing the isur. What yareg v'al yavor, which is what you call, right? And this is in a different part of Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Nun Zayin and Yored Da'a also. And everybody knows the three cardinal sins that a person should be yareg v'al yavor. A person should rather give up his life rather than transgress, or what? The three cardinal: efemeod, gimel arayot, shfut damim, and avodah zarah. However, the Gemara says that's not it. There are different situations that would warrant giving up your life, even for other things. And the Gemara says, "Bishat Hashmad," at the time when Am Yisrael, when the Jews are trying to persecute the Goyim are trying to persecute the Jews to try to make them transgress the Torah, says the Gemara, "Afilu al minhag kal," even for a small. Even for a minor minhag, and the Gemara says like arketa dimsane, which means what? There's machloket rishonim Rashi and the Rif, but according to the Rif, what does this mean? According to the Rif, arketa dimsane, the goyim used to wear red shoelaces or straps in their sandals. The Jews, what color shoelaces?
Black.
That's you see, black. Black and white was you know. Oh, so he says,
skin.
It's relative. Let's not. Anyways, he says.
Red and black. Oh, I'm a mixture.
Rabotai.
I asked this question once on Instagram. No. Red shoelaces, and a Sephardi rabbi answered. Yeah. That he said one time he was planning to rub the video up when he was younger. He was wearing red shoelaces, and he made him take them off. And went to
the yeah. So, about Rabotai, what do you see from here? Rabotai, listen very carefully. Over there, and therefore, if the according to this Perush of the Rif, Bishat Hashmad. If a goy would come and say, "Alo, take off your black shoelaces, and I want you to wear the red ones," what's the halacha over there based on the Gemara? Person would have to give up his life. Why? Huh? That's right. Femeod. Hashem Yisrael. So he says, Ma kavana. Why is that? Because over there, what's red? Red is it's a color that represents pritzut. How do we know that? The Gemara says, and many poskim say, it's brought down. Women are not supposed to, in general, wear overly red clothing. What does red represent?
Bright.
It's bright, flashy. And boisterous, flashy.
Eye-catching. eye-catching, little tenua.
Therefore what? The goyim walked around with the red Y as a breach of tzniut. Therefore what? If the goyim tell them, switch your black for red, they want you to do a minhag, they want you to do something to follow in their path that innately represents a breach of tzniut, says Maharik. That is criteria number two for being a for being the isur. Forget about the arik dal yavor, but for ufukutem lotelim. Now, based on the above, the Derkei Moshe continues the words of the Maharik. The question posed to the Maharik was very interesting. At the end of, apparently over there, there was a ceremony that when a person finished, I don't know exactly how they studied medicine, but when a person finished medical school, he got a certain beged. He got a certain garment to wear. That, yeah. Oh, so he said, no, it wasn't just a graduation gown. It was just like, you know, I have a cousin who's in medical school. You know, when you start medical school, they give you the short coat, the short lab coat. And then when you graduate, when you become a doctor, ma'osim lecha, you get the Rebbe one. You get the yeah, you get the with the buttons in the back. Anyway, kitzur, you get the long one. So the shayla posed to the Maharik was, if a Jew graduates medical school, is it beged shel goyim? Is he allowed to wear this lab coat that's given out after he graduates? No ma'adin. So he says, based on what I'm saying, says Marik, ma'yadin. Let's start with the second one. What? Is there anything with pritzut or avodah zarah? Okay. So what is it? Chok ha-goyim. Yeah? Let's think about it for a second. Is this really a chok? Is this like no reason? Is there nothing to do with what we're, you know, what's the reason for this?
Yeah,
going down under. Anyway, when did he come?
He's here.
He's hiding out. Anyway, Bikitsur. Aval, Rabotai, listen to this. Why does he wear it? The Marik gives two reasons why the doctor would want to wear it. Number one, it's kavod. Right? It gives innate kavod when he's able to wear it. Then it gives kavod. Number two, it's like a business card. In those times, right, there wasn't, what do you call that, health grades and all these guys. You would want to know where to go.
It's like wearing a PhD.
Yeah, you'd want to, you look for the guy in the white coat. That's, you know, like the, you look for him, and that's like his business card. So you better believe that wearing that coat wasn't necessary. He doesn't call it a lab coat, but whatever the beged was over there in Italy at the time, he was Italian. And I don't know where, whatever. But he says that over there, there's a reason for why you're doing it. And therefore, la'alacha, he says there's absolutely no issue with Chukot Ha'akum in wearing this lab coat. V'chen pasku, Abet Yosef, the Rama. Many, many poskim follow suit. The Gaon Mivilna, on the spot, attacks this Maharik and Rama and the Ran, and he attacks, he says, lo nachon. He brings several ayot, and he says, that's not the, he doesn't agree with their analysis on the sugya for different reasons, and he disagrees for the same reason, Rabbi Tai. He says, it's Chukot Ha'akum. He doesn't like it. Now, another thing, this comes up also in Siman Taf Tzadidalit, in Orach Chaim, this is an age-old machloket, adorning the Bet HaKnesset with, you know, trees and flowers and whatever before Chag HaShavuot. Based on this, there's a Tshuva Nichavedat, yeah, where he talks about in Chelek Dalit, I believe, he talks about over there, adorning the Bet HaKnesset, and it's Minhag Kadum, all the Poskim HaSfaradim bring it, and based on, now the Gaon Mivilna and the Chaya Adam, who's actually his Mechutin, he brings up an issue with this thing. And in Ma'ase Rav, it says that the Gaon Mivilna was vehement against this Minhag. That's why by many Ashkenazim, especially Briskers, who follow the Gaon, no plants, no trees, no flowers, garnish, nothing in the Shul on Shavuot. Why? The Gaon Mivilna said, where do we learn to adorn our temples, Kav Yachol, with greenery during the Chagim? He says that's taken from Goyim. He says, Zechukot Ha'akum asu la'asot kacha. Kachamar. Now again, that has changed along the years. Nowadays, the Goyim don't do it anymore, really. Maybe they do a little bit in their houses of worship. Yeah, now they do it at home. Right now they adorn their... I once had a... This is really the season for all these she'elot. I have a dear friend of mine from Kollel His name is Harav Aharon Bracha. Okay? He's from Milano, Italy. Harav Aharon Bracha. Yes, some of you will know him as a classmate. So he's a very big friend of mine. He is from he grew up in the Jewish community in Milano, and he made his way to Eretz Israel, and he learned for many years and became very, very, very big Talmid Chacham. So the Italian community should be very proud of him. And so he got a shaila once from a businessman in Milano. Apparently during the season, it is customary to adorn, I guess, he has a clothing, I guess a lot of people over there deal with, you know, suits and stuff like that. So they have mannequins, and in order to draw business, so they want to put on the mannequins, they want to put the stockings and the hats and the flowers and the zachen. Ma'adin baze. Haim yesh baze. Is there an issue over there of chukota akum or not?
What is Mr. Germezian doing in his mall?
Ani lo yodea ma osa sham. Aval mikol makom, that was the shaila. And it's a very... So again, over here...
It's doctor's business card.
Well, it's a little bit different because over here you're actually using symbols. It's not just like the lab coat. You're using, again, these things are not Avodah Zarah. Make no mistake. But you're using things that are used by religious groups as symbols of their holiday. At the end of the day, we came out muta for a different reason. But, I think he stopped short of the tree. I think he stopped short of the tree. But the question was about, you know, the stockings. It's really... No, people see it. Oh, they get jolly and they say, okay, fine, I'll come in and buy a suit. I don't know.
Snowflakes
and wreaths and mistletoe and all the game now. So now, what do you mean? How so? Right now. Yeah. What they do now. So now, based on this.
Flowers and a grape, right?
Oh, okay. So now, it says. Now you're talking my language. Now he says like this. Yeah. You know, we're not in this religion. We don't discriminate against anybody. We learn everybody's family, unless it's kfir. Okay. Now he says like this. Now, yeah. No, that's fireplace charcoal. Anyway, bikitsur, Rabotai, listen very carefully. With regards to adorning the thing, according to the Maharik, adorning the shul with flowers, there's a basis for that minhag and midrashim, har Sinai, it's a beautiful thing. Maran Zichron Baruchan says, based on the Maharik, the Bet Yosef, the Ramayim, Shum Ba'ayav, is a mutab. And that's our minhag, and we do it. Not choshesh for the Chaya Adam, not choshesh for the Gaon. Another thing that in Yabi Omer, Chelek Gimel, he speaks about it again in Chelek Yud, Yore De'a, Siman Nun He, he speaks about it again, whether or not you can put flowers on a grave, a wreath of flowers on a grave. Or some people, I don't know where this came from, but some people by Shiva or when they're in Avilut, instead of doing, sometimes they do it in addition, sometimes they do it instead. Certain people, instead of tearing their garment, like the halacha, they wear a black bracelet or like a black a pin or whatever like that. Is that considered chukot ha'akum, all these things? So it's a very, very big shayla. Many, according to the Gaon, maybe now be Isur Gamur. That's a goyish thing. Another question was posed, you know, in Israel, when a soldier passes away, they do a military funeral. What's the halacha to do a military funeral for a fallen soldier of Tzahal? Where do you think, where do military funerals come from? You think Moshe Rabbeinu had a military funeral? Not pitom. No, I shouldn't say shtuyot, but it's borrowed from the Goyim, and there was a halachic question that was posed to many Gdolim. The chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, Gaon Rabbi Bitzal Zolti, was against it. The Eskil Agdi was very against it. He says, this is a goyish thing. Don't do it. No, that has makom.
Does it?
Yeah, it's Muslim. Yeah, anyways, he says...
Before Corona, when they used to have the bias, before Corona, he says...
When somebody gives you something... Altishan, take it.
Before Corona, when they used to have the visor, surely the woman used to always come wearing black.
So that's the same thing he talks about in Yabi Omer. You know, Maran Tachon Abraham, when he was in Avelut, he had a black, the robe. Instead of the, he had a black lima also. So he brings rayot from all these things. These things are done, derech kavod, whatever. It's not, you ask a person, why are you putting a wreath on the grave? Yeah, why are you doing that? You're doing that, it's a kavod. Now again, what are you going to tell him?
Upper sleep bag.
This is kavod zeh. Tegin teilim, say a per mishna. Yeah.
I don't understand the rock.
What rock? On the matzirah? No, that's brought in Kabbalah. Sure.
Yes, that's a real. That's not a kavod zeh.
No, ma pitom. Zeh nachon.
So rabotai, he comes out, huh?
Black from Shuman Tzedik.
Yeah. He brings all these ra'ayot and yabia amen.
Now, according to that, you know, these people, you ask the guy, why do you want to give him a military funeral, military ceremony?
Why? Because of kavod.
They're not doing it because they're trying to act like goyim. They're not, first of all, there's no lack of tzniut or avodah zarah or whatever, obviously. And B, over there, you ask him, well, the goyim do it for no reason. They're not doing it for no reason. They're doing it as a sign of respect. As a sign of respect, if a Jew tries to mimic what the goyim, now, not necessarily is it a sign of respect, but if a Jew tries to mimic a goy in what they perceive to be a sign of respect, and beze isur, and Maran Zichron Baruch rules la halacha ul maaseh, it might not be, you know, necessarily the best thing to do, or you know, we wouldn't necessarily tell you to do it. But if a person puts a wreath on a grave, or puts the black thing on, or wants to do a military ceremony, or all of these things, he says, and beze isur la halacha. We follow the Maharik, because he's doing their. But if you have something, yeah, Moshe asked for an example of something that's not. But if you have something that they do, right? If, for instance, you know, every second Tuesday of the month, all the goyim would do a handstand and stand on their head and whistle Dixie. That was their, you know, and that was the thing every second Tuesday of the month. For a Jew to do that would be asur. Why? Chok v'lotam, and mizushum davar, which leads us.
That all the goyim are doing, and the Jew does it. That would be what the goyim.
Is the dance being done in a way that's not? Well, if it's a natsanua, so that's baya. If it's a thing that's not new, yes. So flower girls and groomsmen. What do you call the best men and bridesmaids and all these shemot hakodesh. I wouldn't say it's chukot ha'akum. It's not chukot ha'akum. Why? Because they're trying to do it not to be like green, because it's cute, right? First of all, it's the little girls marching down the thing, so it's cute, right? And the bridesmaids and smile and everybody with the bow tie. Is it?
They have a boy carrying a pillow on it, and they call him a little.
If it's so again, for bridesmaids to march down the aisle, that's a totally different thing. Okay, so if it's a lack of tzniut, then the chukot ha'akum issue would come back. But if they're just doing it, you know, because it's fun and it's entertaining, okay, it's not, you know what I'm saying? That wouldn't be chukot ha'akum mamash. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about bridesmaids marching down. I'm talking about just having best men.
What about resting on Sundays? Going
what do you mean Sundays? Resting?
Meaning not, they don't work on Sundays. Going on.
I don't have to open my office. Working on Shabbat and resting on Sunday is a ktzad baya. You know what I'm saying?
Is
a ktzad baya. But
is shmita chukat goyim, or that's just
that's a different isur, but also mechamat.
But the flowers. Yeah.
Want to ask something?
Flowers on the
are we good? Okay, Rabotai. So that's that. You can already again. So with regards to the legal holiday that you know some people observe today, there is a machloket aposkim whether or not this holiday has any avodah zarah beginnings. You know that. Not everybody agrees that it is a purely that it's a purely non-religious holiday because it was started by Puritans, and the Puritans were a break off of the Catholic Church. You know that they were being persecuted. Remember, because if you back in the day in the whenever this was in the 1700s, whatever it was. So no, it's probably earlier, 1600s, 1620, whatever it was. So in England, the church. And the king, the head of the Catholic Church, was the king. They were one and the same. And not everybody believed in that. And, you know, that's how they're, huh? Yeah, so not everybody believed in that. And there were portions, there were, you know, different sections of the church that broke away. And they were the Puritans, and they were being persecuted. They ran away to separatists, which turned into Puritans and the pilgrims, blah, blah, blah. And they came to these, they came to these shores, and, you know, they traded corn and turkeys, and then they committed genocide, and then they just killed them all. People forget that in the story, you know. Talk about occupation. Anyway, aval mikol makom. So again,
you have to, there were certain poskim that did consider it like that. I'll tell you, from Rav Meisha's standpoint, Rav Meisha Alev Shalom, he held that it was not, he personally held that it was not a pagan holiday, but to make it such a kavua thing, like halacha l'maaseh, every year right here, you know, you sit here, you sit there, we're going to sit around the table, to have a dinner and to even eat the turkey, he wasn't such a, you know, he didn't care so much about that. But the point is, when you're making already halachot about it, you know what I'm saying? Lean to your left side, so zman achila, you know, you have to have this. They do something like that in Italy or no? They like fake it? Okay. Turkeys? It's an American holiday. Why do they do it? It's like, one second, is it a holiday in Italy? It's a work day?
Yeah, Americans do it.
If there's a specific food, like let's say eggnog is for, you know, if someone had eggnog on that on 25th, would that be a problem?
Yeah. It depends what it is. So, Rabotai, these are. A lot of people ask me that I was invited for the dinner visit. I said, everybody's off from work. You want to go to eat? You want to eat dinner? Go eat dinner. If they happen to be serving turkey and stuffing and gehinam, so eat it.
So,
what?
If it's just a sibala, it's okay.
But if it's like chok v'le'avor, family get together, you know, and then what? I tell people all the time. Then what do? They make a whole big feast. They say, okay, whatever. And then they serve the leftovers on Shabbat. He says, that's what he serve the leftovers from the Thursday night dinner for Shabbat. Is it called Shabbat? Is it Bizayon Shabbat? Is it Bizayon Mamash? For a person to cook specifically for this evening and not to cook for Shabbat, Bizayon Gadol Me'od. At least make something in the Kod Shabbat. No, Shabbat's going to get the leftovers from the pilgrims. Yeah, to get the karat atot, to get thank you. Badai.
Yeah, if you get invited to...
What do you have to kill a turkey for that? Go pardon a turkey and then say thank you. V'shalom. No, you know what I mean? So, okay.
If you get invited to a party on for Exodus, is that, can you go to that?
No, it's my act.
Oh, yeah, that's
if it's in celebration of that, it's not a celebration, it's a vilud.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, b'kitzur. So, Rabotai, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to learn with you today. Bezat Hashem, we'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow we have SBM Friday Kol. So if you're off, you know, we're going to put out the schedule soon. And Moshe, do me a favor, give them something to eat.
We have tomorrow too?
No, b'emet. Something. Today is Asur. Asur b'ta'anita.
Asur. So, Rabotai. SBM Friday Kol is on?